When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
My question is, CeeLo, earlier in the day, a 6 o'clock hour, 7 o'clock, whatever it was, if you took Patrick Mahomes off the Chiefs, what is their record?
Yeah, and based on their schedule this year, I just went down the list. Currently, I'd say they'd have...
And what are they now? What are they, 14-1?
14-1. Mm-hmm. The number of very close games. They still haven't scored more than 30 as their top
number. I know, it's amazing.
I would say replacement quarterback average 5-6 wins.
Yeah, and so that comes back to why I thought the Jets would be better. I think that's where we got on that conversation, was 6 leads in the fourth quarter. The Jets have not won those games. The Chiefs every single week are either trailing or in front, but winning very close games in the end.
Yeah.
And in at least in this case, the quarterback is a huge part of it.
I think you were also relating it to the Giants and how we say, well, you know, the roster in general stinks and there's not enough playmakers, difference makers, but how the quarterback can change all of that.
It can.
And how if they could just find the guy, you know, because that's what the Chiefs did. But and you said, take Andy Reid out of it and how great a coach he is. Not even just coach, and I want to say Boomer and Gio talked about this recently. John Dorsey's name came up, right? And I forget if it was Boomer. I heard it somewhere else about why he essentially got kind of kicked out of Kansas City. It was because he was chirping about how much they liked Mahomes and that Andy Reid was fixated. I mean, they came all the way up from 27 to 10 that year to get him. So, like, those are... I hate to keep beating the same drum because, look, if the Giants have the first or second overall pick, obviously, I'm not suggesting they don't take a quarterback. But, like, we point to the Patrick Mahomeses of the world, and there are other examples. Joe Burrow went number one overall. He's great. Fine. They came from 27 to 10 when the rest of the league viewed as a lot of people, maybe not the rest of the league, but a lot of teams and experts viewed Mahomes as a, hey, a lot of skill, a lot of upside, but it's a project. There's, you know, there's a lot. He needs a lot of work. Yet Andy Reid, and we talk about coaches and GMs or decision makers, clearly identified something that he felt he had to have. Right? So Mahomes comes into a dynamic with a coach, an organization. He didn't play that whole first year until the last week.
You just took away what I was going to say.
But that's not going to happen here in New York with the Giants.
And that's part of the problem here. And I know that. And the Washington Commanders hit on one with Jaden Daniels, who has come out the gate, and he has been fabulous, and I can make the case getting better. Now, year two, sometimes guys take a step back, but... ultimately, we sat there and Pat Boyle played the Sam Darnold highlight to Justin Jefferson. Sam Darnold, I mean, he was drafted, it feels like, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And he was kicked out of here because he stunk in the ghost and the Jets missed. Did they miss? Or was it not the right coach-player combination? Was it not the right amount of time to sit, which was zero, essentially? there's so much that goes into it working. You've got to have the personalities got to work. You've got to have talent around them, enough talent around them. You know, the fan base, I hate to say this, but the fan base has to play a part, too. There's got to be some level of patience when you draft a quarterback, and I'm part of it. We're not. If the guy's not good by week five, we think he's garbage. It's hard, man. It's if you don't get the right guy week one and you don't get a guy that's going to sit for a year that you're going to wait for, it's hard business. It's hard business.
I need to ask Fleegs this because he's good with the Jets recall. I mean, the seasons have kind of blended together for me now, and I almost feel like I've kind of, not that I'm a Jet fan, but PTSD, so I try to forget. So I'm looking at that 17 draft, right? Chiefs come up from 27 to 10 to pick Mahomes. Jets picked Jamal Adams at 6. That was the year... right? This is the 17 draft. So the 16 season was the crash and burn with Fitzpatrick, was it not?
Correct. While Hackenberg is there and not allowed to see the field.
I mean, that, you want to, now again, hindsight 2020.
Of course.
You want to look back. forget the fact that the Bears took Mitchell Trubisky before Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. But I'm just looking at the teams that passed and did not select a quarterback until the Chiefs came up. Like,
and the Jets passed on Deshaun Watson, too, because yes. they thought that they had their future
but
quarterback.
But this also comes back to the proper fit, the proper coach, the proper scheme. Sure. Everybody and their brother, including the 49ers, passed on Brock Purdy for a whole weekend.
Yeah.
But why does it work? You know, and by the way, is Kyle Shanahan a genius this year? They ain't playing so great.
Oh, man, talk about a guy who's had enough and is frustrated.
Right, I know, but I'm just...
Their kicker missed a field goal yesterday, and I thought he was going to kill somebody on the sideline.
My point is, just because you're not winning games also doesn't mean you're a crappy coach. I mean, he has done it. He's been in the Super Bowl. This year, they're terrible after a halfway decent start. Why? They're banged up. They're injured. They've had issues. They haven't been good. But point is, or to your point about the quarterback... Why is Brock Purdy, and I'm not even saying he's a great quarterback, but he's pretty damn good. Why? Like, how come no one else saw that the entire weekend of the draft and he was picked 1,140th?
I don't have the answer to that other than he's in the right situation.
Exactly.
And yeah, we're talking about, to relate it back to Mahomes, you know, the Jets picked Patrick Mahomes at number 6 in 2017. Do we think the Jets have...
Patrick Mahomes might have been jettisoned already from
here.
That's
what I mean.
Who knows?
Yeah, it definitely... Market, media market, organization, dysfunction, ownership, decision makers. I mean, there's so many factors at play.
There are. And then you talk about, you know, quarterbacks that make guys better. Did you watch the Ravens and Steelers on Sunday? Lamar Jackson didn't have a great game, and yet it is so far superior to what we have seen here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And, you know, the Steelers, I thought, played well for the first half, even into the third quarter before it kind of got away from them a little bit. I'm torn in that I don't think the majority of the quarterbacks should make the money they make because you need so much more to be a good team.
Yeah.
But when you get that special one, and there's only a handful of them, they deserve to be paid, and you see why.
Well, you just brought up Brock Purdy. I mean, that's another reason I think they saw an opportunity to play a guy who's making peanuts and take advantage of this window that they're in once he's got to get paid, whether it's by the 49ers or elsewhere. You could see that being a contract that doesn't work out for either side.
Because to me, Brock Purdy is in the perfect system with the perfect coach, with a really good team around him. Now, he makes more throws than people give him credit for, and he is a really good quarterback.
Yeah.
But to me, if I'm the Niners, and this will come back to, again, I mentioned about the Giants giving Daniel Jones 40, no one was giving him that kind of money. Brock Purdy's different because he's been in the Super Bowl and he's won. But if I'm the Niners, I sit down, like, listen, you've been great. But if we give you this, we can't do that. Can you live on $30 million a year? I mean, for God, can you believe on? I even just said that?
No, I cannot.
So but
that,
stupid.
Like you said, that is the world we live in. But it's coming for them because Debo Samuel's gotten paid.
Right.
He's not the same player. McCaffrey obviously has had a hard time staying on the field. George Kittle's not getting any younger. So, like, this window seems like it's closing quickly for them. Now, maybe they pivot and they hit on something in the draft and they retool and it works out. But this is not...
And
that situation is not the same as it's been the last couple
years. You know what can piss you off the most? And it's amazing to me that anybody even wants to be a running back anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to open up a can of worms. I'm not doing that. But it really... If I was Saquon Barkley, I would have walked into that locker room. I don't care if they're friends or not. I would have walked into that locker room every week and be like, you got to be kidding me.
This, you're talking about in the Giant locker room?
Yeah.
Maybe he did.
Like, and in his mind, he might have. I don't know. But the idea that this guy would go out there and carry the ball 25 times a game, catch 5 or 6 balls, he was the offense. And he's got to look around and be like, they won't give me this, but you gave him that?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
it's stupid.
I agree. I'm not defending it, but I think the teams look at it and say, well, look at, okay, he's this great player. He's all these carries, catches, dynamic, game breaking. We still can't win.
Yeah, because you gave too much money to that guy. It's part of it.
Yeah. I mean, eventually they gave too much money to that guy, but whether he had the money or not, he wasn't good enough to uplift the rest of the offense.
Right. You give the wrong quarterback too much money, your team's just not going to be as good as it could be.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unless you're one of those special guys.
Whoever,
there's not many of them.
Whoever ultimately pays Sam Darnold this offseason could very well be dealing with the same exact issue come this time next year.
Because Sam Darnold has been fabulous with that team in that spot
mm-hmm.
as it's currently. But if you're going to now give him $50 million to come lead your team and be the reason you win, I don't know that he's that either.
And it's coming at the expense of impacting your depth at some other position.
I think if I'm reading what Fleegs put on the board here, I think Jim in Basking Ridge has this stated perfectly. Jim, go ahead. What's your point, man? Good morning.
Yeah, you're scratching me where I itch. I would tell you that the quarterback's the most important position on the field, but it's the most overrated. And teams don't win because of the quarterback. I'd say in my lifetime, Peyton Manning and Elway were the two quarterbacks that led the team the most. And I would tell you that Jared Goff, who's having a great year, put him on the Giants. They stake. The most important person on that team for the Lions is Penny Sewell. And the Jets, as bad as Zach Wilson's pick was, the two draft picks that they missed on was Mekhi Becton. They should have had Tristan Wirfs in that draft. And instead of Zach Wilson, they should have had Penny Sewell. They could have had them back-to-back, and we wouldn't be where we are right now. Thanks for taking my call. I've been wanting to say this for a long time. People are going gaga about quarterbacks.
Well, I think because, and Jim, I appreciate the call because I'm in line with a lot of what you're saying. I think because of the Josh Allens, the Patrick Mahomes, the Lamar Jacksons of the world. If you get that guy, it can elevate everybody around you. But if you get that next tier, they need help.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what Jim said, but the idea that you don't win because of the quarterback, I don't. I mean, give me the last. I guess Nick Foles and the Eagles is that's the outlier. I'm just looking at recent Super Bowl winners.
I think you can be really good in this league with an above average quarterback if the rest of the team is really good.
You can be really good, but are you going to get to the top of the mountain? I don't think so. And that's why, to go back to something I said earlier this morning, as good as Aaron Rodgers' career is and the talent the Jets have on offense, were they ever getting through the AFC and these other teams that have big time quarterbacks?
All right. The Packers had Aaron Rodgers. When he was, I mean, I sit next to Boomer every day talking about how he does things on the field I've never seen done before. Mm. Maybe the most talented quarterback we've ever seen as a singular player. He's won once.
He's been in one.
One.
That's, I think that's the biggest knock on
and
his
lost
career
championship
for all the talent that he
at
had.
At Lambeau Field.
Yep.
And I'll bring it back to you this way. You say, can we think of anyone that got to the top of the mountain? Well,
recently.
All the way? No. But over time, Brock Purdy.
Yes.
Above that, good quarterback.
Yes.
Really good quarterback.
Some of the parts.
He's not Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. And Lamar Jackson hasn't gotten there.
Yeah, I all the respect in the world for Lamar Jackson. A lot of fun to watch him play. Great regular season quarterback. Until I see him win, I'm always going to pick against him until he wins in the playoffs.
Understood.
It's not personal. Like, I was not at all surprised that the Chiefs, on a year where no one believed in them and thought that they're not any good, I was not at all surprised they went into Baltimore, won that game last year.
All right.